For some people, the sharia is academic. Okay, I need to do this, I can't do this. I need to do that, I can't do that, right? But for other people, it's a whole different game. It's Allah loves me to do this, and I get this special interaction with Allah when I do it, so I love to do it back. The Sahaba loved to pray. It wasn't a chore. It wasn't something that they had to do that they were forced to do. It was something that they wanted to do that they loved to do. Why? Because it was emanating from their heart. It was a means, it was an expression, it was a way of interacting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we too have to focus on our hearts. And I'll tell you that this is all the way down until this day and age. Hazrat Ghulam Habib, right? He's a very famous sheikh of from Pakistan, and he actually was my teacher's teacher. So Hazrat Ghulam Habib, one time he was sitting with his students, and it was just a gathering of people. They were all sitting together. Now they were all sitting together, and then, you know, just like imagine if I sat down here, okay? And then we're all sitting together, and then the mic's right here, and you know everybody's expecting something, and I just kind of say, wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. I don't say anything. I just get up and then I leave, right? So he was just sitting amongst people, and he didn't say anything. For a long time he didn't say anything. And then all of a sudden, he just got up and started leaving. And then someone stopped him and said, Hazrat, you didn't say anything. And then he was kind of quiet and he said, if you didn't benefit from my silence, then you're not going to benefit from my words. Meaning, the issue has nothing to do with the tongue. The tongue is entertainment, right? The tongue is just goes in one ear and out the other and everybody feels good about it. The actual issue is that you're sitting in the company of his heart. And that actually was the true benefit. So it didn't matter what he said, whether he be silent. And that's, you'll see this too when you look at the stories of the Sahaba. There's many, many instances where the Prophet ﷺ is sitting and they're just sitting and no one's talking. Everybody's just dead silent. But they're just content. Because they're actually receiving a benefit that's an unspoken benefit. There's just this beauty of being able to sit with the Prophet ﷺ and not even say anything. There's no need to say anything. His heart, he's just in love with Allah and we're just sitting here and, you know, you can feel the love of Allah emanating from him and just pervading, you know, just encompassing the entire gathering, just painting the entire gathering. Sibghatullah. Right? So that's actually one very important aspect of our training as well. And we all benefit each other in that. Every time we get together, every time we sit down, all of us has some aspect of their heart that inshallah is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that creates an environment. Right? It creates a very positive, very beneficial environment. But it's not only the fact that we sit together, right? There's also the fact that when we sit here, we disconnect ourselves for a few moments from everything else out there. So we don't come here to sit and think about what's going on outside. That's not the purpose. When you come here and this is your hour, right? Usually the gathering lasts an hour. It's each of our ability to cut ourselves off for that hour and to not focus on things. So what I would recommend is that when you're here, you turn off your cell phone. You know what ends up happening? You're sitting here and then all of a sudden the phone rings and you look at the name and then you think, oh, wait a minute, this person might need to talk to me right now. That gets you out the door. And then eventually his conversation gets you into the parking lot, right? So this is our hour. It's very little time that you're going to have that you're going to be able to call your own in your life. That's what this is. This is your chance to take advantage in all three of those things that are necessary to develop this love. All three of those things are present in this gathering, right? Number one, you get to cut yourself off from the dunya a little bit. So for 1 hour, you don't have to think about what's going on outside. For 1 hour, we don't have to worry about what's happening over there. We get to clear our minds and focus in a place where it's very easy to focus. All right. Number two, you're reciting these adhkar to yourself. And then I think that's very important. We don't recite them out loud. Okay, number one, we don't do it because that wasn't the practice of the companions. But number two, it's really about each individual. It's not about creating a song that everybody drowns out in, right? It's about each individual reciting each phrase and thinking about, what am I reciting? What am I saying? Who am I speaking about? What characteristics are being stated? Because they're very, very powerful. Each of these different lines that we recite, they describe to us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They describe His greatness, His grandeur, His supremacy, various ways in which we interact with Allah. So it's important to learn the lines, to understand what the lines are saying, and to reflect on them when we say them. They're not just random.